It's been said that a business is only as strong as its weakest location. You know that your branch offices, retail locations, and distribution centers are at the forefront of your business, creating revenue and driving customer experience every day. That's why Comcast Business has built solutions that are uniquely positioned to empower all your locations with a robust network and applications that help them operate as seamlessly as HQ. Learn more about how to get all your locations up to speed at comcastbusiness.com/enterprise.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. The Wall Street Journal's Chester Dawson is on the scene at the New York Auto Show, where luxury cars are losing what little remaining knobs and dials they once had, all the while transforming panels into digital dashboards. But car makers may be learning the hard way how difficult it is to modernize these vehicle controls. The struggle is real. More on that, plus the latest from the New York Auto Show. But first, these tech headlines. Government officials ratcheted up pressure this week on Facebook over its handling of user data, with federal regulators saying they are now investigating its privacy policies and 37 state attorney generals demanding explanations for its practices. While the Federal Trade Commission in a statement signaled that the probe of Facebook is broad, a top FTC official noted the, quote, substantial concerns about the privacy practices of Facebook, end quote. Stay up to date with the very latest at WSJ.com. As Uber reels from a fatal crash involving one of its autonomous vehicles, rival Waymo is moving ahead, buying as many as 20,000 Jaguar vehicles for its robot fleet. The deal, potentially worth more than $1 billion, comes directly after Arizona's governor suspended testing of Uber's autonomous vehicles in the state. And Dictionary.com is for sale. You can look it up. Digital media holding company IAC is selling the site and its sister site, Thesaurus.com. The two sites took in just over $20 million in revenue last year. IAC acquired Dictionary.com in 2008 as it sought to boost the position of its Ask.com search engine against Google and Yahoo. Coming up, on the scene at the New York Auto Show, and how car makers are racing to keep up with the digitization of the dashboard. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
You've heard it a million times. Location, location, location. Well, that's because location's important, and it's the reason this ad, targeted at you, isn't located before a podcast about the history of ice dancing. If you own a business, you know the importance of location, which is why you need a realtor. A member of the National Association of Realtors, a real estate expert who can help you find the perfect location to grow. So get what your business needs. Get Realtor.
Car companies and regulators now pinpoint software problems as being responsible for an increasing number of malfunctions. If the latest from the New York Auto Show is any indication, the digitization of dashboards shows no signs of slowing down. Here to talk about how car engineers are facing an uphill battle trying to keep up with cockpits gone digital, direct from the New York Auto Show, is Wall Street Journal reporter Chester Dawson. Welcome.
Thank you.
So as a non-luxury car driver, I'll briefly catch eye of the fancy stuff happening in cars, and it's hard to keep up with. Where are we at in terms of the modernization of the dashboard? What kinds of things are becoming popular, if this year's auto show is any indication?
What we're seeing is a move towards a lot more flat panel screens like you might see on an iPad, but extended clear across the dashboard. Typically, they're separated between like where the instrument cluster is that gives you your speed and your RPMs and your fuel gauge, and then what's called the center stack or the infotainment where you might have your radio, satellite radio, CarPlay plug-in. But essentially, they're all controlled by the same electric system. So the integration of that has made it kind of easier and look cleaner and more iPhone-like, but it's also caused some problems.
Right. So, you know, with tech, with gadgets come malfunctions, and ultimately a car is not an iPad, right? It's a riskier contraption and hiccups are going to be a bigger deal. If recalls alone are any indication, modernizing the dashboard hasn't been the smoothest of sailing. How prevalent are software-related issues for car makers?
They're becoming more prevalent. Basically, the highest-end systems that, have these kind of seamless tablet-like screens are limited to very high-end luxury vehicles. However, it's starting to proliferate, and as more and more vehicles use them, the cost's coming down, and we are expected to see them in more mass-market cars. So for now, we're, I wouldn't say there's an epidemic, but it is happening, and when it does happen, there's pretty interesting consequences, like the screens going blank while, you know, vehicles are being driven. So while it's probably outliers and maybe much like when your cell phone has a glitch, the problem, of course, is when you're going 80 miles an hour down the highway, you don't want to have that from your key, you know, critical systems in a car.
As these trends slowly spill over into the mass market, how are these automakers and regulators feeling the pressure? You know, because in the past, as you note in your piece, the auto industry was largely in the hardware business, and it's been a software revolution. Clearly, there's trouble keeping up with that. Where are car makers and regulators at with their progress?
Well, the regulators are kind of keeping a cautious eye on this as it unfolds. There are reports of incidences involving software more and more, and partially that's because cars are using a lot more software. As you said, the interior of cars is rapidly becoming a space for software innovation and less mechanical innovation. So, you know, the car companies themselves are desperately hiring as many software engineers as they can find. I talked to one major auto parts supplier, Visteon, and, you know, they said they're hiring way more software engineers than they are mechanical or electrical engineers. So you really are seeing a sea change in the mindset and the business practices of the industry. As far as the regulators go, you know, so far they haven't come out with any new or tougher regulations specifically targeting this. But I can imagine that if you start to see a lot more of these problems crop up, that it is going to get the interest of Washington just to make sure we aren't headed too far down a path that leads to more problems.
We'll leave it right there. Chester Dawson, thanks very much.
Thanks for your time.
For more coverage on the New York Auto Show, you can head to WSJ.com. That'll do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.